WCSG Backstage gives you access to your favorite WCSG DJs from your family-friendly morning show, the most music for your middays, and the ride home.
I'm Jeremy.
I'm Amanda.
I'm Tom.
I'm Dodd.
I'm Steve, and this is
WCSG Backstage.
Well, welcome to WCSG Backstage. What started as a few of us just chatting in the office we call the bullpen is now a podcast we call WCSG Backstage. And this marks episode 50.
Yeah. Oh, wow. 50.
Almost cool. As 50. Old as Steve and Dodd. Oh. Well, we thought we'd have a little fun with 50 with some 50-themed fun facts. Tom, why don't you go first?
50. 50 is a big number, and from start to finish, Genesis has 50 chapters.
That's true.
Yeah, yeah.
And
thank
50
you.
Hits as well. Just kidding.
Okay, hey guys, did you know that in the binary number system, 50 can be written as 110010?
Wow.
Oh, wow. That is nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything else or just that one way?
I think that's okay. That's how you do 50 in all the binary right. system.
Go ahead, Doc.
Which is ones and zeros.
I think I'm having a 50 moment right now.
Oh.
Because I missed the part that said fast fact, and I just thought you meant fun 50 fact, and I...
Did you do 50 fun facts?
No, I...
Oh, man, we will be here for a long time.
Over there.
Yeah, really. Yeah, seriously.
No, my fun fact, I guess, is that my twin brother recently turned 50.
Yeah?
There you go.
And so on the occasion of that, as you guys know, my wife surprised me with kind of an open house.
Yeah.
We went for lunch at the cafe at Baker Book House in Grand Rapids and spent 2.5 or 3 hours. I was just blessed by a steady stream of people who came to share well wishes. Everyone in this room showed up. Thank you for that. Friends from church, my aunt and uncle were there. Even two of my old college roommates stopped by, former coworkers. So two things about that. One, thanks to Baker Books. I mean, they agreed to let this happen. At least the one lady that answered the phone said it was okay. Some of the other staff people there were like, what's going on here? And the second part is thank you guys for making this old guy feel special.
Oh, sure.
When he turned 50, his twin turned 50.
I was just going to say, I was a little confused. I thought I was going for a birthday party for your twin brother.
Yeah.
I didn't realize, oh, it's actually
Dodd. What are you doing here?
Yeah. Last thing, 50 is the new 49. So
it is.
So
yes.
True.
There you go. Well, I looked it up, and in case you have followed these people through the things that they do, Matt Damon, Tina Fey, M. Night Shyamalan, all turning 50 this year.
Oh, wow.
So, and also, I found out that Apollo 13 happened 50 years ago this year, too. Huh. I wasn't old enough to see it, obviously, because I'm only 38.
Oh, 1970 babies.
Oh, you're the baby of the room, aren't you?
I am the baby of the room.
Fun fact.
Yeah. Fun fact as well.
I'd like to see how M. Night Shyamalan's 50 goes. Like, is it going to have a really weird ending by the end of the year?
There's a twist.
Yeah, yeah.
Or he could go back to the days of he directed or produced or whatever, the Stuart Little.
Did he really?
Yeah, and that's not weird
that's
at all.
No,
so he
not.
Could be a kinder, gentler version of himself.
That's true. He could.
I forgot about this part of the podcast, but Steve shared one of his fun facts with me.
It's just something
brought,
I just knew.
He brought two. 50 is the atomic number of tin. I don't know what most of those words mean, but that's a fact.
On the periodic table
on the periodic
of
table.
Elements.
Oh, right.
What is the symbol, though, for tin? I wonder. I don't know.
Isn't it K? No, it's potassium.
I don't know.
That's
what
vitamin K.
Yeah. Nobody knows.
Oh, I don't know.
I would say TN, but it's probably wrong.
FE is iron.
Iron.
Man.
AG is silver.
Iron.
Wow. Okay.
AU is gold. I memorized like the first 70 of them.
I'm impressed.
As I wanted to.
Sure.
Go on a lot of dates?
I think I have an app. Tell me
lies. Tell me sweet little lies. It's fun to get back to this game. Two true facts. One is false. We have to guess the fake one. Steve, you lead off.
Oh, all right then. These are total randoms. There's not a theme that holds these together, but I just found them very interesting. All right. Got the census coming up. It's 2020, the year for the census. One new census question is going to be to ask whether Americans can identify Ukraine on a map.
Stop.
Next one is, hey, do you need a commode really quick? You can now, just like Uber or Grubhub, you can book a mobile toilet To be delivered to your GPS location from your smartphone.
That's a good way if you're going camping. Bring me a toilet.
Yeah. Finally, we all know Elon Musk, right?
Yeah.
Apparently, he just went to the studio. He released an EDM single called Don't Doubt Your Vibe.
I know. That's true.
Yeah.
Oh, because you're in the industry.
I'm in the EDM clubs.
The Elon Musk.
Yes.
As sneaky as you are, I'm thinking the you and the crane is probably the lie here. So.
Okay.
That was my first instinct.
Yeah.
I think so, too.
You think Ukraine is the lie?
Yeah. Why would that be in the census?
We don't need to know that.
We just need to know your nationality, where you live.
50 states.
Well, okay, yeah, you're right. I'm feeling a little sick in my stomach. I'm going to just call a toilet right now.
So the toilet thing is real then.
Yeah.
That's cool.
They were talking about it at the, what's that big trade show they have?
Consumer Electronics Show.
That's it. CES. Yeah. So that's...
Wow.
Watch for that one.
Full circle. You got Meals on Wheels and Uber and all those.
Exactly.
And then now you follow each other around. As well.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yep. I can't wait till I'm at my next soccer tournament and everybody else is using the Porta Johns and like they've been there for 3 days and they're like nasty. Mm-hmm. And like Amanda just styles up her own toilet and be like, well, you can use it for $10.
Wasn't
if you
like
want.
The president of China, wherever he travels, there's a limousine with
restroom facilities
in there.
This thing, it's got a locked door that you have a QR code on your phone. You put that, and that'll unlock it only for you.
Does somebody drive it to you, or is it autonomous and it drives to you without
it? No, right now, it's hitched to a car. It's like a little trailer that they haul to your
Can
location.
You get a monthly subscription?
How do you sign up to be one of the toilet drivers?
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
I could do that. I wouldn't want to be a toilet cleaner, though.
No, that's true. I wonder if you have to be the same.
Oh, yeah.
Probably.
We are in the stages of our new building is being built right now, and one of the main concerns we've had is that we don't have enough bathroom facilities here, but I'm just going to have one delivered to the studio.
Anytime you need it.
So that I don't have to run between a 3-minute song and try and use the facilities.
It's a tax write-off.
That's right. It's a business expense.
All right, I'm going to go with a Conversation Hearts theme just in time for Valentine's Day.
Oh, of course.
One of the first messages on early Conversation Hearts was... Please send a lock of your hair by return mail.
Stop.
That wouldn't fit.
They were also popular wedding treats before becoming a Valentine's Day staple. And because of that, they were originally shaped like diamonds.
Hmm. Blue hearts
Please
purple
send
diamonds.
A lock of your hair.
Please send a lock of your hair by return mail.
By return mail.
On one of those tiny hearts? That can't be.
Yeah, I just told you what the facts are.
I'm not buying that.
I'm just, Well, that's the one. I'm the hair thing, you know. Liar.
Steve, where are you at?
I want to believe that's true. I don't know how you'd fit it on. Maybe
Ever
they could print on both sides of the heart.
It'd say turnover on the bottom.
They're so little, you guys.
To be continued.
Arrow.
Were they bigger at any point? Were they like the size of a pizza?
I feel like... what are they? They're called Valentine's Hearts?
Conversation Hearts.
Or Sweethearts.
Okay, right.
They're kind of gone by different names.
I just can't picture them ever having been called Conversation Diamonds. So... I feel like that's the lie.
Steve is the only one that got it correct.
Stop it!
So the original size or the original shape was like a scallop shell, and they were larger, so you could print more on it. But one of the first messages was, please send a lock of your hair by return mail.
That is weird.
So weird.
Kind of creepy, really.
So if you want to try that out with your significant other,
send me a couple of fingernails, too.
Why would they say... By return mail. Return takes up a lot of space. You don't even...
Well,
it's implied by what
is
other kind of mail
is there.
It wasn't
email at the time.
It was not.
I think it was 1880s that these originated. So I think back then you kind of had that lingo like...
Send a lock of your hair.
Right.
You guys are focused on the wrong thing. Like the mail is not the concerning part.
The hair is?
It's the lock of hair. They're asking for a lock of hair.
Yeah. So weird.
Anyways, there you go.
Okay.
All right. Mine's also kind of Valentine's related, but I went with flowers. Vermont's state flower is the pine cone.
It's not a flower.
In Russia, you should never give flowers in even numbers. People think that's rude because even numbered bouquets or arrangements are only used at funerals.
Really?
And tulip bulbs, this is so great for West Michigan, were more valuable than gold in the 1600s.
Oh, I believe that.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was thinking odd and even. Like he loves me, he loves me not. And so if it's an even number, but that funeral
thing, longer
that
loves
also,
you because he has passed
sense.
Away.
Don't send a dozen red roses.
No, 11 or 13.
There you go.
What was the first one again?
Vermont's state flower is the pine cone.
It's weird enough, makes me think that one needs to be true. Loves me
These
not.
These are all real believable.
Yeah, they are. You did a good job.
Well, I may have altered just one tiny thing.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
And what was the third one?
Tulip bulbs were more valuable than gold in the 1600s.
It's probably like the 1500s or something. I'm going to go with a pine cone.
I'm going to say that it's the odd number that goes to funerals, so that's the lie.
Tulip bulbs is my vote.
Tulip bulbs.
It's actually Maine's state flower is the pine cone.
Dang it.
She's a sneaky one.
Just a little twist.
She's that nice Shyamalan over there.
Yeah. You know, I see dead people.
I see florists.
Have you ever watched Bee Movie?
Dead flowers.
Bee Movie's so good. You learn a lot about flowers
with Seinfeld. Yeah, you do. It's educational.
Yeah.
I went with a Valentine's theme as well, but I went old school Valentine's Day. So here we go.
Sending locks of hair.
In 1537, England's King Henry VII officially declared February 14th the holiday of St. Valentine. Girls of medieval times ate bizarre foods on St. Valentine's Day to make them dream of their future husband.
Like salt and vinegar potato chips or something.
Or in Wales in the 1700s, instead of exchanging Valentine cards, lovers would give one another the sole of an old shoe. This symbolized their desire to walk with one another for many years to come or until the tread was bare.
I like that one. I want that to be true.
What's the setting of that last one?
In Wales.
Oh, okay. Okay. The country Wales.
Gotcha. Not the animal Wales.
Right.
I was like,
Jonah.
I'm going to go with the first one being a lie. Okay. I feel like the date is different.
All right.
But I want to believe the other two
are true.
Trying
to poker face it over here.
I know. You're not doing a very good job.
I know. I'm horrible. All right.
Okay. Well, then, because of that exchange, I agree. I go with that one also as the lie.
King Henry, you said? King Henry the...
England's King Henry the Seventh.
They called him Hank.
Yeah.
Hank. What was the second one again?
Girls of medieval times ate bizarre foods on St. Valentine's Day to make them dream of their future husband.
That totally makes sense.
Or burritos.
I'll go with the sole shoe.
Okay. I think number one, the historical derivation.
It was the old shoe sole.
Aww.
Yeah.
Hey,
so,
look
I know.
At you.
It was cute. But
yeah, I want that to be true.
Don't play poker.
Well, you could always start it.
Well, I had a little theme for mine, too, but it was a President's Day theme.
Oh, sure.
So, number one, two truths and a lie. Number one, President's Day never falls on the actual birthday of any American president. Hmm. Number two, President's Day was moved to the second Monday in the month to create more three-day weekends. And three, President's Day is one of the best times to buy appliances and furniture in all 50 states.
That is true, I think.
And mattresses.
That's right. Yeah.
I'm going to say the second one.
Okay.
False.
Same.
What was the second one again?
President's Day was moved to the second Monday in the month to create more three-day weekends.
Yeah, I don't agree with that.
Steve?
I mean...
You're the holdout.
It does. That is one of the effects, is it does create a three-day weekend.
But was that
a lot of us.
No.
We work on President's Day.
We're essential personnel only, Steve.
Well, yeah, okay. I'm going to say the first one about not falling on actual birthdays.
That one is true.
Okay.
It's also true, the appliances and furniture. You guys got number two. Yay! That's the lie, but for the wrong reason.
Oh.
For the wrong reason, because President's Day is actually the third Monday in the month.
Oh.
Not the second Monday in the month. There was a law about, it was American National Labor Union something, an act that was put in place to create more three-day weekends for national employees.
Oh. Wow.
And that's one of the reasons that it was moved from like first George Washington's birthday and all of that. Only four presidents were born in February, and they were far enough apart earlier or later in the month that it never falls on their birthday.
Wow. So.
Yet.
But it is
we
the
never
third
know.
Monday.
We it's got true. Election coming up.
We
that's
do.
True.
You know?
We do. We'll check it again next year, I guess.
For sure.
This is Bullpen Court.
All right. Court is in session. And hey, we got a Bullpen Court case from a listener named Max. And Max wants to know, is coffee, at least black coffee, a type of tea? And for evidence that it's tea, he says it's plant matter that has been steeped in water through a piece of paper.
Hmm. Wow.
What do we think?
I think, Jeremy, do you have your gavel?
Oh.
Nearby. Okay, you get your gavel, and I'll tell you, I think that, yeah, it is plant matter, but it's not leaves. Isn't that the thing with tea?
It's leaves.
It's a bean.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's a bean. So I'm guessing, I don't know if I've seen, what's the coffee plant?
That's
chocolate plant.
Right, that's
isn't
chocolate.
Isn't it just called a coffee?
Is just coffee bean?
But do they have, I assume there are plant. Leaves there. I mean, I can't picture the plant, but it's a bean. Is that maybe the main difference?
Hmm. I don't know.
I think it is. It's also roasted. I don't know if they
or
adult
fed through a cat first.
That happens.
Yeah, that's a very bougie kind of coffee.
It's super
yeah.
expensive.
Cats eat it and then distribute it,
and then they clean it up.
Do they roast it too, or is it just is that the, is that the roasting?
I think
method?
After that they probably
they just blow it off.
The acidity in the cat's stomach does something to the bean to enhance the coffee flavor on the other end.
Interesting. I'm not thirsty all of a sudden.
Is this two truths and a lie all of a sudden?
Right,
no,
right.
This is fun facts with
you Jared. Should try it with a feral cat. It's much better.
So the tea leaves, I feel like, are processed in some way. Maybe they're roasted.
Dried out.
Maybe they're, put in
beat with
kind
a
of,
stick.
Maybe. Mm. But yeah, I feel like the essential difference is leaves versus beans.
Yeah.
But the process of distilling it, of making it a drink. I mean, there's a similar process in turning it into something liquid to drink, but I feel like it's the source material that makes it different.
Well, then if coffee were a tea, then beer would also be a tea because it's plant matter,
that's
right?
True.
Distilled in a way to make it into a beverage.
Sure.
So I don't think we can think of beer, whiskey, bourbon, any of those.
Pesto.
It's plant matter turned into a beverage.
But
those don't get forced through paper.
Well, no, but they do get forced through filters and machines.
That's true. That is true.
Anyway, I'm gonna say no. It's not a tea because I like the difference. Just for my own personal.
Did
like,
Max have anything to say about one way or the other?
I think he thinks that it is a tea.
That's the proposal. That it can be called tea because of the process of making it. I mean, they are in the same family of drink.
Sure. Yes.
Yeah. Warm, kind of.
Steeped brew.
Mood altering, slightly. Slightly mood altering.
Yes.
One has a calming effect, the other an exciting effect.
Right. But I don't think they're the same thing.
Like Amanda, though, I do like the distinction. And someone says coffee or tea, you wouldn't know how to answer that simple question.
Well, it's like in the South, they say, I want a Coke. What kind? Orange. Yeah. What?
Would you like a tea? Which kind?
Do you want leaf tea or bean tea?
Right.
Leaf tea or bean tea. There you go.
They're in the same aisle in the supermarket.
That's true. That's true. All right. So coffee is not a tea.
Not technically, no.
All right. Everybody in agreement?
Sorry,
Max.
Well, thanks for listening to WCSG Backstage. Of course, always, thanks for showing your support every time you download, review, share this podcast. And again, thanks for joining us at backstage@wcsg.org. Over the last couple of episodes, have been able to hear from people just like you. And so feel free to reach out. WCSG Backstage is sponsored in part by
Fast Signs. Fast Signs of Grand Rapids. You've got a great business, but where are your customers? Where are they? Maybe, just maybe, they can't see you. Your business deserves to be seen. Building, trade show, event, and vehicle signage. Mention, by the way, WCSG and receive a 10% discount off your order. More than fast, more than signs, Fast Signs.
So you've probably got that event coming up for your kids. Maybe it's the musical at school, and you're like, oh man, you need white pants. I mean, black pants and a white shirt. If you only could wear in white pants, you're gonna really stand
before
out.
Before Memorial Day,
Labor Day, right? Kid to Kid Resale is a great place where you can either buy things that you need or donate things that you no longer need. They buy all seasons, all the time. So if you want to bring in your summer stuff now, go ahead. Newborn through maternity, you can get cash, or you get a couple bucks more if you choose store credit, and you get 20% more than other places, 85% off retail prices, because kids grow so fast. They buy shoes, toys, equipment, and more, and nice thing is they are locally owned and operated, and if you bring in 17 tubs of things, and they say we can only keep 15 of them, they donate the rest for you. So
nice.
you show back up, you get your money, you take your tubs without the stuff in them, and you're done.
Kid to Kid Resale. Learn more about our sponsors and about the podcast at WCSG.org with the keyword backstage.
Tell me something good.
All right, this is the time where we find those good news stories that are hiding through the internet, and it's time for Tell Me Something Good. Tom, we're going to have you go first.
Okay, really neat story here about just a local business in North Carolina helping some kids out with a little plush toy. 15 years ago, Trisha Dial, along with one of her friends, started the company Daddy Dolls. They sell a hug hero doll for kids whose parents have been actively deployed. Hmm. So what this is, it's a little plush doll that has a picture of their mom or dad on it that they can hug while their mom and dad's away. Well, they decided to have a Hug a Hero doll giveaway a couple weeks ago after a lot of North Carolina troops were deployed.
Yep.
Due to the increased need among families in the area, though, her studio started drawing one doll a week to local families. She wanted to do it for 12 weeks, but she had so many families request one that they're trying to figure out how to get the dolls to families. They had like 500 families get a hold of them asking for one of the dolls. Now they want to try and keep up with the order, so they're hoping to team with the U.S. or Red Cross to help distribute those dolls because the company just can't keep up with the supply and demand. But I just thought it was a really neat idea. These little dolls, you can see right here, they've got a picture of the mom, the dad, and then their kids can just hug them and love them and feel like mom and dad are with them while they're away. Pretty neat company doing an amazing thing for some great kids.
Yeah. Hmm. It's not just the servicemen and women that sacrifice. It's the whole family.
Right.
So that's a neat thing. Mine connects dogs and beer. Not that dogs like beer. We don't know that. But there is a woman named Monica who lost her dog, Hazel, while she was living in Iowa. But she was finally able to get reunited with Hazel because Hazel's picture was on a beer can.
What?
Yeah. What the company did is Motorworks Brewing decided to put dogs that were up for adoption at their local animal shelter. They put those pictures on their cans. Now, they're in Florida, And Monica saw a news story about this, and she's just kind of, you know, looking through it. And she's like, oh, my word, that looks like my dog, Hazel. And so she got in touch with them, and she's like, can you do the microchip thing on that dog? Because I think that dog is mine. And the picture on the can, it said the dog was named Day Day, but they, you know, because they didn't know Hazel's name, right? And so they did the microchip, and sure enough, that was Hazel all the way in Florida. And they said they had tried to contact the owner, but her phone number and her last name had changed since Hazel had been missing. And so her encouragement to people is just keep that microchip information up to date.
Yeah.
So even if your pet has it, make sure current phone number, current address, current last name.
Does she have any idea how the dog got so far away?
No, they don't.
Just went out for a beer.
Yeah, went out for a beer with his buddies. And that's why you just don't drink too much because you don't want to not know where you ended up.
What a crazy story.
Yeah. And how she was just scrolling through the news or through her articles.
She could have easily missed that story and then never seen her dog again.
Right.
And so it wasn't that she got a can of this beer and saw the picture. It was that she saw the news story about the brewing company that
Yes, and if you look at the pictures on the cans, I mean, they look like pretty generic dogs.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, there's a black lab. So the
fact
that she knew it was
yours.
If it's your dog,
yeah.
You would know.
Oh, yeah.
You spent enough time looking
especially
at that
not too much time had passed.
Yeah.
So.
And if you don't have beer goggles on.
Right. If you're sober, that helps.
Right.
Cool reunion. Cool story.
So mine is out of Toledo, Ohio, and we've heard stories like this before, but I thought this had a nice Shyamalan twist. A group of high school seniors gathered for what was billed as the surprise of a lifetime, and they were greeted by a man that they'd never seen to tell them something they'd never forget. Pete Cadens is his name. He's a wealthy businessman who grew up in Toledo himself, and he said it was time to give back. Now, Scott High School in the Toledo area has some of the most disadvantaged students in the state. So it was the seniors from this school that Pete met with, and once he had their attention, he announced, "If you're sitting here in this room today, as a soon-to-be graduating senior, tuition, room, and board, books, and fees will be paid for. You will go to college for free."
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah. So they were all, you know, elated to hear that, but he said, but there's more. But wait, there's more. Because
like any good infomercial will tell
exactly,
you.
Exactly, yeah. Right. Because poverty is what they call an intergenerational problem. He was determined to just snuff it out of the Toledo community there. He offered each of those kids a study partner. He said, quote, "So too can one of your parents go to college or trade school for free."
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
So altogether, they're estimating it's going to cost him up to $3 million, but he is excited to just grow this and get more people involved, pitch in, and expand it to every public school in Toledo.
Talk about leaving a legacy.
Yeah.
Didn't Michael Scott do that on The Office?
He
that did not work out as well.
He made the promise.
Scott's
made the promise.
What an amazing thing, though. Like, as a parent, you'd be so thrilled for your child to get that opportunity. But then that the fact that you can make your life better too, like what a gift. That is really great.
Yeah, they interviewed one of the seniors, and his mom was there, and she was like, yes, I've always had a dream of going into, you know, and so now she's going to be able to pursue that career.
You know, when Amy Norton was here recently from Orphan Outreach, we talked about breaking the cycle of poverty in Kenya, and they had a major donor on their board that funded that school, the Patmos school there. I often think about that with our listeners. Wow, people who have such awesome resources and want to share that with others, but that's going to have a long, long lasting impact in that community.
Yeah. Absolutely. You know they're going to all take it seriously, especially the parents. You know, this is an opportunity. I'm not going to waste it.
Right. Well, and those parents walking alongside those kids, maybe mom and dad, going to college along with their child. Right. That's huge. So
I hope they all live together in the dorm. I hope that becomes a thing. I hope that becomes a trend before my son goes to college in 2 years.
Would your kids like that?
Yes. I think I need to go back to school as well.
Instead of not being able to get the kids to move out of your house, kids can't get your parents to move out of your dorm.
That's like Arrested Development, though, where dad moves in with George Michael.
That's funny. Well, everybody knows the story of the three little pigs with the house of hay and
bricks,
wood, and bricks and all that stuff. But they're going to confuse things with this story that's right from Michigan, as we named the three little pigs Hickory, Dickory, and Doc. They were discovered abandoned, these little piglets, in a Detroit park back in December.
Detroit?
Yeah. Hmm. I don't know how pigs end up in Detroit, but these three little piggies were just wandering around the park, and the Michigan Humane Society scooped them up and then put them up for adoption. The good news is that they have since found a home. So it's not a very big or exciting story, but just kind of cute that it was local, that Hickory, Dickory, and Doc now have been adopted by somebody who wants to remain anonymous. But the cool part is that the Humane Society was just completely overwhelmed by the response of the community. They say, our team is thrilled that we were able to provide a care for them when they were in need of rescue and work to find them their perfect forever home. And it sounds like they were around 30 pounds when they were found, but they will grow anywhere between 500 and 700.
Yeah. Whoa. It's not like you can just give them to any family and they think they're going to be these little cute piggies. Yeah, right. Like they get big and mean.
Yeah. Wow. Hopefully they stay kind for them at some point, but just, I don't know.
Or they'll end up as someone's breakfast.
That's
or
the M. Night Shyamalan twist. Yeah.
Actually, every clock in Detroit has mice running up and down it all day long now. Because Hickory Dickory, never mind. Yes.
Well, might tell me something good. I didn't find this one on the internet. I found this on my desk. And this is a tell me something good that is aimed towards the staff here, and I think also then the listeners of WCSG. Dear team, you played a role in a story that Bethany and I, this is from Brian, will be sharing about Trist for years to come. Thank you for airing the story of God delivering him from fear. It was a huge encouragement to him, and it will be for Mabin and Foster as they get older too. In addition, it was a huge encouragement to Bethany and I. Thank you for the invitation to bring my family to the radio station to meet you. We got to meet this family on a tour. Most of all, thank you for your hard work bringing God's truth to the air. I love how he's using you and the WCSG team. This is from the Van Wagener family.
Nice.
And not too long ago, on a Days of Giving, we shared the story of Trist being delivered from his fear of the bath and how the song Fear No More meant so much to this family. So fun. Steve was here when they came in, and Joel got to meet him too. But tell me something good. We have great listeners, and God does cool things through you guys and through this radio station.
Thanks again for listening to WCSG Backstage. Each show we close out with a deep cut. Steve, it's back to you. What did you bring today?
Yeah, well, I just recently discovered Josh Garrels, who is somebody, I'd heard his name, never heard any of his music, but thank you, Spotify. I was listening to something, fell asleep, and Spotify was like, maybe you'll like this. Maybe you'll like this. And I woke up to this song. It's called Farther Along, and he's got a very unique voice, Josh. Like, I mean that in both ways. Like, the actual sound that comes up through his neck and out his mouth is kind of a unique voice. But then I think lyrically, the way he the way he is with his lyrics. It's just very poetic, and he definitely phrases like concepts that are very scriptural, but in a new mm-hmm. and poetic way that I think you're going to hear in this song. It's called Farther Along from the album Love and War and the Sea in Between. And the way he's using that phrase, farther along, it's kind of like, you know, there will be a day, kind of like someday we're going to understand some of this stuff. And if you need a boost in your faith, you know, I just think that this will really encourage you. I really encourage you to just seek out the whole thing. I want to share some lyrics. I was like, which I could just read the whole song for you right now, but I'll just pick this little phrase or this little section. And one day when the sky rolls back on us, some rejoice and the others fuss, because every knee must bow and tongue confess that the Son of God is forever blessed. His is the kingdom, we're the guests. So put your voice up to the test. Sing, Lord, come soon. So here it is, Farther Along by Josh Garrels.
I'm Jeremy.
I'm Amanda.
I'm Tom.
I'm Dodd.
And I'm Steve, and this is
WCSG Backstage.
Farther along, know all about it. Farther along, understand why. So cheer up, my brothers, live in the sunshine, we'll understand this all by and by. Tempted and tried, I wonder why the good man dies, bad man thrives, and Jesus cries, 'cause he loves them both. We're all castaways in the last threads of our hope in a house, a mirror full of smoke, confusing illusions I've seen. But where did I go wrong? I sang along to every chorus of the song that the devil wrote, like a piper at the gate, leading my men down to their fate. Some will courageously escape the seductive